This is still day 9 in our seminar on the footsteps of Paul. After our time in Philippi, we will travel 95 miles west to Thessalonica on the Gulf of the Aegean Sea near Mount Olympus. Today it is called Thessaloniki. The city was named after the founder's wife, who was the half-sister of Alexander the Great. Historically, it was an extremely important city in the Roman Empire. In fact, in the Byzantine Empire, it was known as the co-capital because of its status as the co-reigning city along with Constantinople. When Paul arrived, it was the capital of the Roman province of Macedonia. It was a wealthy city made up of Romans, Greeks, and Jews. It was described in Roman literature as the mother of Macedonia. To get a bit of context here, understand that the Jewish population of the Roman Empire was 5% of the total population. Some say it was as high as 10%. In comparison, the Jewish population in the USA is around 1%. They were spread throughout the Roman world. The sheer volume of their population is the reason why they enjoyed the advantage of the Jewish exemption. They didn't have to worship pagan gods, and they could say their God was the only one. From the 16th to the 20th century, Thessalonica was the only Jewish-majority city in Europe. The Jewish community in Paul's day resisted his message. This could have come from a fear of losing their favored status with local government. The Gentiles who attended their synagogue formed a buffer between them and the local society, and these godly Gentiles were the ones who were quick in accepting Christianity. A believer named Jason put up a bond guaranteeing the problems would stop. He was putting his wealth and possibly his life on the line. Paul honored that, so he and Silas left town. Paul didn't have much hope for the struggling church to survive without more of his teaching. To his surprise, they did survive and proved to be strong. In his excitement, he wrote the first letter to this church. It turned out to be the second written book in the New Testament after Galatians. The modern city today is the second largest city in Greece with 1 million people. It is the cultural capital of Greece. I found it interesting that it is the primary transportation link between Europe and the Middle East. National Geographic includes Thessaloniki in its top tourist destination worldwide. Most of the ancient city lies beneath the skyscrapers of the modern city. In 1963, construction workers broke ground for a new building and found ruins from the 2nd century. Only one square block area has been excavated, revealing the agora. As I said, it was from the 2nd century, but it was built over the agora that was there during Paul's day. When he wrote his two letters to the Christians there, he mentioned that he supported himself while in Thessalonica. He probably did this in the agora. On the bus coming from Philippi, someone in our group will tell us the story of what happened when Paul went to Thessalonica and Berea, a story entitled Riots and Laughter. We'll also hear the telling of the overview of 1 Thessalonians. If you want to go deeper with this session, watch both the story and the overview of 1 Thessalonians on btstories.com. They are stories number 240 and 241. I encourage you to watch the insights as well. Here is your tip for this week. In Turkey, you were encouraged to haggle over prices. Not so much in Greece. Obviously, speak up if the price seems out of line, but bargaining is not as acceptable as it once was. We'll stay overnight in Thessaloniki and go on to Berea the next day. I'll talk to you next week.